Well, I got to tell you that priorities, how people prioritize their work life and their deadline to meet in home, since everybody is at home and do their working from home, how to prioritize your work and meeting deadline is a crucial in every business sector, whether it is finance, whether it is IT, whether it is the different area of business, and also whether it is just working from home, online business, working from home, it is a crucial part. So our today's topic is going to be how to prioritize work and meeting deadlines when everything is number one priority. Then we have our dramatic issues, people, come on. Our dramatic issues explain that. And trust me, they are horrible. And there are some shocking ones too. I can't tell you about that. So, dramatic issues. Welcome to the Double Trouble Drama Show. And I'm your host, Boss Walker Respect. So, let's get into our dramatic issues for today. Grandma caught having sex with Bonaman. No. People, when you hear that, I am wondering what the hell? Anyway, so grandma caught having sex with another man, and her grandchild was shocked to the T to see her grandma. To see your grandma in bed with another man, and she is in her 60s. The man is a friend who come by the house, you know, and them go out a few times, yeah. And she call her grandchild, call this man uncle, you know, uncle. So one Sunday, right? Sunday always the best to time for tell story. One Sunday, she and her friend go out there and to go have them good jolly time for have ice cream and come back, maybe do some little kissy kissy and there, you know. So she did not feel so well, right? And then she asked her friend to take her home, and then she pull up at the house, see the man car in the driveway. When she opened the door, and then walked to her grandmother's room and shouted, "Grandma!" As the man jumped up and exposed himself to her, and she was shocked. That's the end of it. No, them drama is just spicy, man. What the hell? No, man, this is called Double Trouble Drama. That's why this show name, Double Trouble Drama. This man is, I don't know the fathom by it. And he want people to sorry for him, make people feel sorry for him. But to my heart, I can't sorry for this man. So this man live in United States, right? And he have him girlfriend, but him have a wife in Jamaica. Just wait for it. It is not the sweetest part of the story, right? And he met this girlfriend 3 years now, and she works with a family, right? But he did not disclose to her that he was married, right? And she is still hoping that he will marry her. But what's the bittersweet of the story is, or the shock of it, because the girl want her papers, right? So yeah, I think the girl want him to marry her and get some papers, right? So the most interesting, irritated part of this story as well, she and his friend have sex, right? she and Fim friend have sex, right? And he want to push her away because of it, right? So in find out, so his friend pinch him and say, you know, say dog, me hit that, you know. You see, you're not for fella, you're not for you. She's not that loyal to you. But imagine. Anyway, let me continue before me share my point. And as his friend told her that he have an affair with his girlfriend, but he want to fight for his wife in Jamaica. Now tell me now, this is the most irritating story I ever read about before in my life. Imagine you there up at New York, have your woman, your girlfriend, you knew her for some couple of years. I give your wife born in New York. You want to fight for your wife. And your friend eats, have sex with your girlfriend. And you want to put argument towards your girlfriend now. Say that. And she think you want married her, but you don't want married her. But you want to fight for your wife to come up and you New York, and you think that woman is crazy. Both of you need help. First of all, both of you need help. First of all, your friend, and she do not respect you. You do not respect your wife. You do not respect your girlfriend as well, because you did not tell your girlfriend that you are married and you are filing for your wife, right? Me no understand. May I wrap my mind? May I say God help you? No? God help you. Because you put yourself in this situation. You put yourself in an uncomfortable situation. Why you gonna take up another woman and you know say you have one wife? All Jamaica. You know go up New York, settle yourself. Then after a few years work yourself, send your woman some money to Jamaica to take care of herself, file for her and bring her up. You are gonna look for another girlfriend, and your dirty friend, your disgusting, dirty, nastiness friend, go and have sex with your girlfriend and you break the trust with you and your wife. And you want the girlfriend to feel me. I suggest it on Twitter, on Instagram, because me that read it on Instagram and the stars. And I suggest that suppose the girlfriend decides if I broke up you and your marriage, and left you, and then in the day, who you get in a relationship. You don't get nobody because you want people to sorry for you. Both are only insane. I cannot fathom Jamaica thinking. You need to think strategic. You need to be sensible what you're doing. You cannot make some rational decision and you don't know if it are gonna be some you're going to have some consequences. I always say your action affect your past, always affect your future, and your action affect your action result to consequences. It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. You got cheap on your wife and you know this your girlfriend got cheap on you with your friend, and you end of the day want to cut the girlfriend out of the picture. It no work so. It not gonna work so. I not gonna go down so. Me know of that, because me know that she crazy and she mad. You should first of all to tell your girlfriend and you give your wife bone. Suppose your wife read this now and did not know say she read this now and did not know say she have this love triangle. All of them something then. I can't bother. Imagine next story, double trouble drama. This is the double trouble explicit drama. Holy drama. Anyway, Jamaica and Cuba has 16 confirmed COVID-19 cases, and one patient died in Jamaica recently. It was very disheartening, and our condolences is for the family members. And also Italy is death rate is going sky high. Italy, I read a report that Italy death rate is more than China death rate. Now I'm like, what the hell? Oh my god. And then Haiti first, yesterday Haiti first case of coronavirus, and the president of Haiti locked down the entire country. And the lockdown, the university, lockdown school, lockdown factory, lockdown everything, closed the borders of Haiti, which is beautiful. Beautiful, but why Haiti? Why me? I think me, I hope and pray Haiti would be the last man standing. But every Caribbean country in the Caribbean has been affected by this coronavirus. So another dramatic issue is an 18-year-old boy is a virgin and his girlfriend is 17 years old, and she is not a virgin, right? So beloved, and I cannot fathom this story, but I want to grab this girl and beat her some sense. So she laughed at her boyfriend because he told her that he was a virgin. So but her bigger sister, who is so much an idiot as well, special stupid fool, told her that she was craving for sex, dying for sex. So she have sex, her big sister have sex. So we're at the age of 16, her ex-boyfriend took her virginity. Now she said to her boyfriend, he is not a man at the age of 18. If he is not a man at the age of 18, if he's still a virgin, and also it bother him. Anyway, first of all, that girl don't love you. Second of all, don't make that girl bother you because you're a virgin. It is not the end of the world, and you need to believe in yourself that you are a man, whether or not. Don't make anybody cloud your judgment because they say you are not a man because you're a virgin. That is rubbish, first of all. Second of all, she need help and her sister need help. Fifth, the Jamaica government warn the public of social distance, and also do everything in their powers to protect themselves from the coronavirus. So that is our dramatic issues, and I'm your host, Basoragorific. So let's look at our topic for today, and our topic for today is how to prioritize work and meet deadlines when everything is number one, when everything is a priority. When everything, you know, say you work from home through of this coronavirus, and you know, say you're annoying, disgusting, head of department or supervisor or manager, I ask you for your work, for your tasks that they give you. So number one is to collect a list. Write down a list of your tasks, right? So put it on paper, right? Put everything on paper. So put together everything that you could possibly consider to get done in a day, and then do not worry about the other numbers of items in front. Just write them down, and then once you do them, you just tick off the list, which is beautiful, which I do, and then which is important that you need to do. Then identify the urgent one from the important task. So the next step you need to do is that the task that is immediately need attention, you do that first. So we are talking about work, so that if it is not completely by the end of the day, do it in the next several hours, and also which have a level of serious negative effect. So if you know, say your boss are under you for submit work, do that first. Do the urgent, cause that need to done, and the less one becomes but not that needed attention, they do that to last. So less consequences or minor deadlines can publish or anything, you know. So check to see if they are high dependent on which you to finish up the task now, which is important. So it's important for you to write down your list. When you're done, write down your list of the tasks that you do. Put urgent, important, urgent, important, urgent, important, urgent, important, urgent, important. And then you categorize urgent tasks, then you categorize important tasks. Do the urgent task first, then you do the important task afterwards. Because then assess values. So another step to assess the values. So you look at your important work and then identify what carried the highest value of your business or your organization. So you're working from home, you do the task that you assess them, which one carries the most, which one carries the weight, which task is bulky. Yeah. So you will consider to recognize exactly the type of task to top priority over the other. So assess which one is important. So when you have the urge, you just assess, because you're assessing the meanwhile. So you put one over which one is much more important than the other, and you put that on top. So for example, focus on client's project before an internal work. Right, and setting up a new company or lab or anything to regarding database, answering supporting ticket before writing training materials, and so on. So another way to assess the value is to look at how many people are impacted by your work. So that is an important one too. So your task to see how many important people are impacted by your work, and then in general, the more people involved are impacted, the higher the stake. The higher the stake. So if this task is important, if you're doing a presentation and it is very urgent of a company, are your schoolwork, if you're doing schoolwork or presentation or group presentation, you make that group presentation get the necessary information or the necessary research to be done, and then you will do it. And also you have to like work, you know, say you get baga paperwork for do. You assess which one is most unlikely is going to go to somebody else and going to go to somebody else and going to go to somebody else. Instead of you have it on your you're working from home, you have it on your work index and you're not looking at it and it. But if you assess it in a more good way, you will know which one is impacted higher and which one is at stake, which is in crucial important. So order the task by estimating the effort. So if you have a task, if you have tasks that seem to tie up for priority standing, check their estimate, the start, and start on whichever one you think will take more effort to complete. That's I say, the like a group presentation or work, the one will take long to complete, You try do them quickly out of the way, or if you know say you're slow with it, and you know what is better is to do lighter tasks. It's better to do lighter tasks than the more bulky tasks. Than the more tasks that is very bulky. Productive experts suggest that the tactics of starting the lengthier task first. But if you feel like you cannot focus on your major project before you finish up your short task, then you go with your gut and do that. As I said, do the short task first, because that can be out of the way easily, and then do the bulky tasks. Do the task side first and then do the bulky task after, or you do the bulky task before and then you do the short terms after. It can be motivate to check your small task. It can be motivating to check a small task off the list before driving into a deep water, which is important. It is quite important. You check off the small tasks, like anything is easy to be done, or any task is easy to be done. You just do it, bam, 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 done. And then you do the one where you're gonna take your hours and stress your the life out of you, like, and suck you out like one bag of juice without one straw. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, so you do that last. I will always do tasks that is much more easy, or you can multitask. If you have more than one task, you can do tasks, do one set of project, do another set of project, do the other kind of at the same time. But it's going to be confusing because you have multiple different research, and then you mix up the different tasks. So my advice is you do one task at a time, which is important. So be flexible and adaptable, which is crucial in any fast business sector, which is call center. So uncertainty and change is given. Know that your priorities will change, and it will change, of course. And often you list the expected. Often you have less expect of them too, but and the stick, and here to tick you is you also want to stay focused on tasks that are committed to completing. Yeah, so the task which is the last task, the bulky task, they're committed to complete. So you have to be flexible and adaptable and change your method of doing the important and prioritize your task, which is everything is number one. Then also some of these tasks are know when to cut, like know when to take a break and breathe. Yeah, know when to take a break and breathe. Like one time I do one task, but I forgot telling afterwards. So when you probably cannot get to anything on your first list, after you prioritize your task and you look at your estimate, cut the remainder tasks from your list and focus on the priorities that you know you must and complete for the day, and then take a deep breath and drive in, and then be ready for anything, which is important. After you prioritize the tasks, you estimate them, then you cut the tasks that you know don't need to complete today, and then you can complete it tomorrow. But the tasks that you must and need to do and complete in this day, you need to do it. Like, you know, you know if you exercise amount of time, you do these tasks that are exercise. You know, if you eat amount of time, you do these lighter tasks. You know, to get this work at this time, you need to complete this time, or at this time you need to read off this book or whatever. you do this task. This time you need to record a podcast, or you need to complete this task, which is crucial and important. Cut off the remainder. So at when I was, so I got a task to do, and I knew it was Carnival was coming up. You know, it was crucial that Carnival it was coming up, and I have to prioritize. I have to do the task weeks and weeks before the due date, because if I did not do it weeks and weeks before the due date, I would not be able to go to Carnival, you know. So I do prioritize my tasks. I spend late hours at night try to complete this task, because you know, so it can allow me to go to Carnival, because me need to go to Carnival, me need to enjoy myself. And during when it was the period to come to submit, and Carnival was the weekend, it was during the week of Carnival it was supposed to submit, and the weekend was Carnival. So good thing I prioritized my task them and put that task first and complete that task. So if I did wait until 3 weeks or 4 weeks to complete that task, I would not be able to go to Carnival, because I would miss Carnival and also doing that task. But I also make sure I complete the task, so I enable to go to Carnival. So you have to prioritize things. You want to go somewhere, you do things in life. Not because if it was not because of Carnival, I will still complete tasks way before the due date. That is important. Do not wait on the due date or close to the due date to do assignment or do work or do work or group work, because it's going to have a strain on you to wait to have on you, because group work and easy somebody for work with. People not gonna show up a meeting, people not gonna show up on time, but you have to be strategic, you have to be tough, you have to be this type of leader that even if them don't like you, you make sure that they are there. And the same thing, I was recording a podcast too, and other different podcasts, and it was a podcast for my grade and a podcast into a website. And so I have to be tough on the group members and tell them that they need to be to come at this time and X and Y this time, and make sure we complete at this time and we done at this time that I tell them that we will be done the podcast. And also I another group presentation, it was a paper where the lecturer give you a question and you filled out the different question and answer. And I assign members of the group to which era on the paper you would be doing. And you do that, and you do that, and you do that, and you do that. And I said, complete, send me it in my email, X and Y time. I need it. And they did it. Because they know that I am not a leader where your bag of excuses. Everybody have a different task. Everybody have different subject to do. Everybody have, what you need to do is prioritize. Everybody have different courses. I have different courses as you. I have different courses as you. And these tasks are completed. These coursework are completed. These presentation are completed. And what number 5 says, be flexible and adaptable. You have to be flexible and adaptable. If you don't flexible and adaptable, you will be left behind. And that is my podcast on ways in which to prioritize your work and meet deadline when everything is number 1. Check me out on Double Trouble Drama Show and all social.